This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, From the Heart to Heart. Today, inshallah, we'll address that very difficult stage of how to address your teenaging. Teenagers are a whole new ball game. And now I know that you're growing and you're blooming like a beautiful, vibrant flower. I know that I've been there, done that, and I have to learn a new lingo every day just to keep up with you. But I do remember what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda said. The 21 theory is 777. It's all about the sevens. He actually talks about the first seven. Remember the first 7 years? He says, give your children TLC. And I hope I did. No regrets. And I hope there's no remorse and no animosity. And definitely, there's something for us to remember and look back and smile. The first 7 years of the 21 is I give you the tender love and care. The second 7 years, I now teach you, like we said, acquiring knowledge, what is lawful, what is not lawful. And the third 21 of the seven stage is befriend them. And that's exactly where we are right now. So you're a teenager now. You have a teen in your category of age. So I'm not going to talk to you like a child anymore. I'll respect that. It's time to befriend you. But remember, I'm still your father. In a different way. I will look at you in a more respectful way. I won't use when I was your age. I talked about this before. I've broken that record a long time ago. I know you're born and raised here, and I was born and raised somewhere else, even though I miss it, but I know this is what you call home. It's a beautiful place to be, alhamdulillah. Home is where my family is. Home, eternally, I will tell you what to look for in the end of this episode, understanding what the true home is all about. I'm going to understand, but I will also put myself in your shoes. I will ask you to do the same. But you won't understand it just yet. You will understand it a little bit later, inshallah. I'm also not going to take anything personal. I understand now the experts tell us, you know, teenagers, don't think that you're enemies. It's not true. So I'm not going to get emotional, even though I'm known to be. So don't worry. You can still ask me questions. I promise to tell you like it is, and I won't be judgmental. You know why? Because I'm going to be judgmental with you, you're going to seek somebody else's help. And I'm afraid that they're not going to give you the advice from the heart. They may want you following their own whims and desires, their own ways. With no knowledge, they may be led astray and lead others astray. So please, open arms. I've always taught you that, to run to me, not away from me. I remember those days, and I never want them to change. So if you have any questions, I'm your man. I'm also going to separate between you and your behavior. I've always taught you that. Oh, my daughter, I love you. It is your behavior that I do not approve of. I know you finish high school now, and you're going to university. It's difficult to see that beautiful flower bloom, and you're on your own, so close. I want to make sure that I give you some tools to be able to navigate. Understand that in your high school, you were a big fish in a small pond, but when you went to university, you were so proud. But now you feel like a small fish in a big ocean. You had your Muslim friends around you. You were more cocooned. It's easy for you to wear the hijab because you prayed on time. The school was in the masjid. We were lucky by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. We moved different places to make sure you have that opportunity. And alhamdulillah, Allah honored us with this. So Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula is teaching us through the animal kingdom in the Quran. He says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. You know what that means? We can learn something from the cattle and the animal kingdom. Understanding that, here we go. I'll give you some tools to be able to hold on. It's going to be tough in university where you're so famous in high school and all of a sudden you walk in the halls. Nobody knows you. You're too busy. There's no in crowd, the in clan, the peer pressure. But I always taught you, even if you're not famous here, you're famous up there. And a choice is very simple. Your name will be mentioned by Allah to the angels in the heaven. And I don't care what people think of me here. I've always taught you to raise that banner. فَلْيَرْضَ عَنِّي النَّاسُ أَوْ فَلْيَسْخَطُوا أَنَا لَمْ أَعُدْ أَسْعَى لِغَيْرِ رِضَاكَ. If people are pleased with me or displeased with me, it doesn't matter to me. As long as you, Allah, are pleased with me. So the first thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, this ibrah, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi is telling us the wisdom behind the an'am is there is milk that comes between min bayni farth wa dam, labanan khalisan sa'igan lisharibin. Allahu Akbar. He says, nusqikum mimma fi butunihi. We will give you a beautiful drink from what comes from intestines. Min bayni farth. You know the farth? Is that exactly what the content of the intestines has? Wa dam. Blood, labanan khalisa, purified milk to be a beautiful drink for those who drink it. Let me explain what that means. Understand the farth had a very distinct smell. And the dam, the blood has a very distinct color. Between something that smells like a, you know what it is, and something that looks like extremely red, it comes out pure white with no smell. Beautiful for us to drink. That means you have to purify yourself. You have to navigate between the filth that's out there and all these vibrant colors to be testing you. You have to navigate and be pure to be good when it comes out from those tests that you have to go. You will also have to learn from the crow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to earth to bury another to teach us that animosity between siblings and jealousy is not to be. Alhamdulillah, we raised you to be loving towards one another. It's a blessing by Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala. So understanding that, you have to look forward to meeting Allah because death is coming, la mahala. There's no way out. كُتِبَتْ عَلَيْنَا خُطًا وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ عَلَيْهِ خُطًا مَشَاهَا وَمَنْ كَانَ مَنْ يَتُوُ فِي أَرْضٍ فَلَنْ يَمُوتُ فِي أَرْضٍ سِوَاهَا. The steps that we are written for us to walk on, we will walk it. And there is no way we're going to die in a place that we were not decreed upon. So be prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, not in a place that He doesn't want to see you in, not with a company He doesn't want to be with. Understanding also from Naqat Salih, the she camel of the Prophet Salih, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. The one that was intoxicated, the one did not heed to the message of Allah, even though it was a miracle, it would come and drink water all day and would give him milk for the whole tribe another day. But then you have to heed to the message. We say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and obey, not the other way. Otherwise, we will be resurrected with the shaqi. Shaqiyun am sa'id. Happy or sad. You know what the shaqi is? Shaqi is the one that was kicked away from the mercy of Allah. And since we know that we will only enter paradise by the mercy of Allah, how could you be looking for something to be shaqi? Away from the mercy of Allah. So stay. Listen to the Quran and Sunnah. Follow suit. And you will not be among the ashqiya. I also want to tell you about the story that I talked about, the three shirts. The wolf of Yusuf. And remember the shirts wisely. Understanding which shirt you will wear will decree your identity. It doesn't matter what you have on the outside, it matters what you have in the inside. So remember, the betrayal, the lying, and the hope. We'll understand, we will have the honor and decree that we wear the shirt of hope. We will give people hope. We will be nice and beautiful and bright from the outside and the inside. And understand that also the hoot of Yunus, the whale of Yunus, Jonah, when he knew that he made a mistake, unintentionally, Allah sent him to Nineveh to give the da'wah, difficulties. He says, "Wadhanna an lay yaqtir ali." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, it's not going to make it difficult for me. So he now is in the belly of the whale. He realized he made a mistake, but he never gave up. He wanted to repent. He says, "La ilaha illa ant." The first thing he says, "Tawheed, la ilaha illa ant. Subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimeen." First thing, monotheism, right away. The oneness of God. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fila says the one. La ilaha illallah. There's no deity deserving to be worshipped except Allah. So I'm going to repent no matter how far I've been. No matter what bad I've done. Subhanak, praise due unto you, Allah. And that means that you're the only one that is perfect. Then he blamed himself. Inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. I oppressed myself. So I don't care how far you go. But remember, I want you to remember the target. That bullseye is what you're aiming. Because every time you go into outside circle, another shaitan will take you to a further circle. Another shaitan take you another first circle. And that's why he says, وَلَا تَتَّبْعُوا خُطُوَاتُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Because it's going to be very difficult when you go so far to come back. So I want you to recognize, like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, he recognized the whispers of shaitan. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Oh Umar, when shaitan sees you taking one side of the path, he will take the other side." You know why? Because every time shaitan tells him to do something bad, he does something good. So shaitan says, it's a bad deal, man. Every time I ask him to do something bad, he does something good. So it's better for me to leave him alone. So I want to be like Umar radiallahu anhu. Remember that and never give up. And never despair of Allah's mercy. I also want to take you to the heifer of Bani Israel, where you have to understand that you have to be prepared for that test. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected the human being. He says, فَقُلْنَا ضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهِ الْمَوْتَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, strike it with some of that heifer. And also, don't make it difficult for yourself. If Allah says something, don't keep asking, why, how come, why me, why not this? And because it made it difficult for themselves, Allah made it difficult for them. But if only they followed the first command, it would have been any heifer, any cow would have done. But they kept asking more specific, Allah made it difficult for them because of that. Remember that. Remember that the staff of Musa, alayhi salam, what it turned to be, the true magic, my dear daughter, is in the heart. Not what that goes in the eyes. Know for sure that there are going to be a lot of magicians around you trying to put wool over your eyes, try to sway your opinion, try to lead you astray. Lots of magicians around, but be careful. I want you to have the staff of Musa. Hold on tight. How Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala, when it turned into a serpent, and the magicians knew this was no any magic, they prostrated to Allah. They submitted when they knew the truth. And that's why al-mu'min waqaf 'inda al-haqq. A true believer stops at the truth. So when you know the truth, you can't be arrogant. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. When somebody tells you اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Even Umar used to cry when a young boy would tell him اتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَا عُمَرُ. Would cry, had two black lines right here. Umar radiallahu anhu. So understanding that, please make sure that you don't ride this arrogant wave. Submit your will to Allah. You know why? Because these magicians, in the beginning of the day, were magicians for a tyrant ruler. In the end of that day, at night time, they died as martyrs. Allahu Akbar. So it's that, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِيمِهَا. Actions and deeds will be held accountable according to the actions and the end of the actions and deeds. We'll take you to a very small insect, but has a grave lessons to learn. نَمْلَةُ Sulaiman. The ant of Sulaiman, عليه السلام. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored it to be in the Qur'an. قَالَ تَمْلَ. Was that? Yes, it was a female. Are you happy now? قَالَتْ نَمْلَ. يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمكم سليمان وجنوده. Look at the etiquettes and manners of how even an animal was so polite with a prophet. It says unintentionally they will destroy you. They did not accuse him. And guess what? Sulaiman smiled alayhi salam. So it's okay to smile. And he listened and he thanked Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula for the gift he's given him. So as a leader, my dear daughter, and I know you are, you're a natural leader. Leaders are made of 2 to 5% of the creation. A natural leader that you are, you have a responsibility to lead people toward goodness. You have to be the keys that closes the gates of evil and open the gates of goodness. Be like the ant of Sulaiman. From there, I'm going to stick to Sulaiman alayhi salam, but there's another bird now. I talked to you about the bird and the wings of love and fear and the hidif taqwa. Remember that? The Hudhud, the hopo, taught a prophet and messenger, as I told you before. Imagine that, but he was jealous for the deen of Allah. How could others worship other deities other than Allah, subhanahu wa jalla fi ula? So he's telling Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمُهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلْشَمْسِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. How could that be? I saw her and her community to prostrate to the sun, other than to prostrate to Allah. Could you imagine? So I want you to always be jealous for the deen of Allah. Be the one to set the record straight. Enjoin good or forbid evil. And remember Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda, when people did not want to give the zakah after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say? Even though Umar radiallahu anhu, he's known for the strength, what did he do? He says, don't fight them. They say la ilaha illallah. Didn't Rasulullah say you cannot fight anyone that says la ilaha illallah? He says, yes, bihaqqiha, with its full rights. Wazzakah min haqqiha. And given the alms is from the rights of la ilaha illallah. By Allah, if they held back one strain of straw, I will fight them for it. And you know what he said? I want you to raise that banner, my dear daughter, and don't ever forget it. He said, ayanqusu ad-deen wa ana hayy. Is this deen of Allah will be taken away? Or lose any part of it as long as I'm alive on my dead body, he's telling Umar. So be like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and learn from that. And even an elephant of Abraha, and the story is known, Tayr al-Ababil, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Allahu Akbar. An elephant who was narrated, he was called Mahmud. Get the command of Allah. Jibreel tells him what it is. He comes now to destroy the house of Allah. And even the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was coming out to meet Abraha, and he thought that he was the one to stop him from destroying the house of Allah. He says, no, this house has a Lord to protect. I am Rabb al-Ibil. I am the Lord of the camels. I want mine back. So he was very disappointed. But how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula destroyed him with the very small pebbles, with very small birds. Amazing. But I want to make sure that you understand the house of Allah has a protector. So I want you to protect your heart and everything that houses it, and protect your belief from anything that will destroy it. I also want to remind you of this tayr that Ibrahim alayhi salam used. He says he cut it into four, put it in the different mountains, and they came flocking to him. أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Have you not believed? He says, لِكَيْ يَتْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. So, no, this is something that just to comfort my heart. And the same with Humar al-Uzayr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let him die for 100 years. Food is still good. And the donkey of al-Uzayr alayhi salam was dead bones, and he resurrected right in front of him. Just to make sure you understand. دَبَّةِ الْأَرْضِ. You know that little insect that ate the staff of the Prophet to make sure that no one knows the unseen. Even the jinn were thinking that he's still alive only when that staff went. Just to make sure that you have your record straight. Remember the nahl, the bees. I understand when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ كُلِّي مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. I want you to eat from all the fruit. So I want you, my dear daughter, to eat from what's good, what is halal. To take what is good and what is halal. فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلْ رَبِّكْ. And take the path of Allah. I want you to take the path of Allah, not the path of shaitan. where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Hada siratullah al-mustaqim." He drew a line, says, "This is the straight path of Allah." And you drew other lines from both sides, says, "This is the subul al-shaytan." Shaytan has different path. Stick to the path that you ask Allah for 17 times a day. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So Allah says, "Fihi shifa'un lin-nas." In it, there's a cure for people. So I want you to be cure for people. You know what that means? When you sit on a branch, you don't harm the branch. What you eat what is good. And when you give what is good. So I'm going to finish with giving you three things. What I want you to be. I want you to be like a lobster. Not because I love seafood. Because a lobster goes through stages. In order for them to grow, they have to shed their protected shell. Even though they're vulnerable, but you don't want to stay cocooned. Open your horizon. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. Shed that shell. Come out of your shell to acquire more knowledge so you can expand your horizon and grow. And you will grow, inshallah, to be better and bigger and stronger. I also want you to be like the geese. You know how they fly? They fly in a V formation. That V formation is for the leader to take the wind. And since they break the wind and they have that, they drag everybody else behind. So it makes it easy for everybody else to follow. And that's exactly what a leader does. But the beauty about the geese is they alternate. So make sure you have a good team because you are successful as who you're with and the team you pick. And only when people drop off, they don't let them go. They make sure they bring him back to the flock. So one or two geese will drop back to pull that one that is lost or tired up back to the flock. So don't ever let anyone behind and don't ever give up on anyone. We all make mistakes and we all sin. According to Hadith, كُلِّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّئِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every human being makes sins and mistakes, and the best of those who make sin and mistake and those who repent and come back to Allah. And finally, my dear daughter, I want you to be like a salmon. You know why? Because a salmon spawns in a certain area and goes to live their lives everywhere. In the end of their lives, they want to go back to where they were born to spawn again. And after their offsprings have reached, they turn to come back where they belong. Even though they will swim upstream, it'll be difficult. And they know there is a bear waiting for them. And they're not afraid to face it head on. I'm not asking you to look for trouble. But if you are, don't ever be afraid. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't ask to meet the enemy. But if you do, فثبتوا. Be steadfast. These bears are like your enemies. And these bears are like the fitan of shaitan, of ins and jinn. So, I don't want you to ever be shaken. I always want you to go back home. Not just to my home, that is always open arms and welcomed. But I want us to go home together after a long, healthy, righteous life. And home for me is Jannah. That's where we belong. Till then, I'll see you next time, my dear daughter.